quality work, and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B Appliance Center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin proudly salutes veterans this Memorial Day. With nearly four generations of dedicated automotive service, this family-owned business has long supported the local community through reliable repairs, quality tires, and expert maintenance. Phillips Service Center recognizes that the freedoms we enjoy are made possible by the sacrifice and courage of those who have served. This Memorial Day, they honor all veterans and their families with deep gratitude. Phillips Service Center, thankful for their service, proud to serve the community.
Looking to build or remodel? Ronard's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Spruce up inside with Hallman Lindsay paint and protect your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is ready to help turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Ron Ernst Lumber today, a family-owned business proudly serving the community since 1971. Get started now with a team that knows building from the ground up.
98Q Country.
We're running a little late, but the news is next after Jelly Roll here. 98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The two people shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum last night were about to become engaged, according to the Israeli ambassador. Both Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram worked for the Israeli embassy. The alleged gunman from Chicago had shouted support for Palestine as he was put under arrest. After an early morning debate, the House passed President Trump's budget bill by a one-vote margin this morning. ABC's Rachel Scott has details.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts, lifts federal income tax on tips and overtime, sets aside nearly $50 billion to resume construction of the border wall. It also slashes federal spending by more than $1.5 trillion, but the cuts to Medicaid could leave more than 8 million Americans without health insurance over the next decade.
The rush to summer is on. Records expected to be broken at the nation's airports, and AAA says it expects 39 million travelers to hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News. The Justice Department moving to drop its reform agreements with police departments in Louisville and Minneapolis, where the police killings of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd happened, respectively. ABC's Alex Mellon covers the Justice Department for ABC News.
The Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division, Harmeet Dillon, announced that the Justice Department was going to shut down these so-called consent decrees that they had reached with the cities of Louisville in Minneapolis, which appoints essentially an independent monitor to oversee major police reforms in these cities. So basically, Harmeet Dillon's justification is that the reform should be overseen and led at the state and local level. This is not something that she sees as a priority for this Justice Department.
Nike is running back to Amazon. The shoe and clothing giant says it will start selling directly on Amazon once again, 6 years after pulling away to focus on its own website and stores. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The annual Click It or Ticket campaign has begun. This began on May 19th and runs through June 1st, and is where law enforcement agencies across the state and the country remind us all that buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., there's a family bonfire night over at the Victory Christian Center. This is your way to kick off the Memorial Day weekend with a cozy family-friendly night around the bonfire that's absolutely free. There's going to be hot dogs, s'mores, a big beautiful bonfire, and a whole lot of fun. You can bring your kids, your favorite lawn chairs, and maybe a snack or two to share. They'll bring the fire, the food, and the fellowship. There is no RSVP required, just show up and enjoy the night with your community. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow beginning at 6 p.m. over at West 6880 Liberty Lane in Phillips. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and the warmer the weather becomes, the more active the ticks are. Melissa Kay has more.
Ticks are found just about everywhere in Wisconsin and can carry other serious infections besides Lyme disease, including anaplasmosis, Powassan virus, and tick-borne relapsing fever. Dr. James Thatcher is a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He recommends a variety of ways to prevent tick bites. You can use EPA-approved chemical repellents like DEET to treat your clothing.
You're not supposed to put it on your skin, but it's a chemical, and I have children, and I'm not going to use a chemical on them, so I'm always searching for more.
You can also find natural tick repellents made with essential oils or make your own.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, rosemary, clove, geranium, these chemicals, or herbs. And usually they'd have a lavender in it, too.
Wearing bright colors will allow you to see the ticks on your clothing, especially the baby nymphs that can look like a speck of pepper. Dr. Thatcher says to remove your outside clothing right away when you come in from the outdoors and do a full body check, including your hair. If you find a tick, you want to remove it without squeezing the belly.
You want to lift and you want to pull back, okay? Because when the tick is attached to you, it's building up its stomach juices to infect you.
Symptoms of Lyme disease can vary, but often include fever, fatigue, joint pain, and rash. In some cases, symptoms can progress or persist if not treated early.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com.
Emmerich Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua, trust and top-notch service aren't slogans, they're how they do business. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 48 months on all 2025 Chevy 1500 Silverados to qualified buyers. Military veterans, active duty, and reserve, you get an extra $750 appreciation cash. Trade on 2011 or newer Chevy and get up to $6,000 in total incentives on select 2025 1500 Silverados now through June 2nd. Visit MinocquaCars.com or stop by Emmerich Auto Chevrolet, Highway 51 South, Minocqua.
The Tush Push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Eagles' power play, the Tush Push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelce spoke as well, and a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the Tush Push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jair Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja's a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, we have a few area games. The softball team of Phillips scheduled to host Gilman, and the baseball team is scheduled to host Abbotsford this afternoon. Meanwhile, on the Butternut side, the baseball team travels to Mellon today for a 4:30 first pitch. And the Lakeland boys tennis team will host a multi-team event. Lakeland track will be at Antigo for an invite today. The baseball team of Lakeland will host Mosinee in a contest this afternoon on the local sports schedule.
It's your captain speaking. To the passenger with the mirror fast soft shoes, smart move.
No way am I letting travel constipation ruin this trip.
Can't blame you. MirrorFast works fast, but without the harsh side effects.
Since I'm such a smart traveler, can I move to first class?
No. Close the curtain, girl.
From the makers of MiraLax, new MiraFast soft chews work naturally with your body in as little as 30 minutes to give you a comfortable go on the go. Look for MiraFast at Walmart today. Use as directed for occasional constipation. Contains magnesium hydroxide.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Every year, anglers debate whether or not it's a good idea to take spawning fish off their nests. Well, it's a good question to be asking, and I'll give you my opinion, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Spawning bass on the beds. Is it a good idea to fish for those fish and pull them off of those nesting areas? You know, they are protecting those eggs. There are all these little sunfish and crappies, and they want to slurp those eggs up. But then if you release the bass that you catch, generally they swim right back to that nest to protect those eggs. So it probably doesn't have much of an impact if you let that bass go. But they don't always swim back to the nest. And in a situation like that, that nest is basically going to be gone. Those small panfish are going to devour every egg there. So I don't think it's a great idea to be fishing for spawning bass, because there's a lot of bass that are not spawning, pre-spawn, post-spawn, and they're all over the place. You can find those fish, you can catch them, using techniques like spinner baits, plastic worms, even crankbaits. So you do not have to fish for bedding bass. It's not a great idea. But if you do fish for those bass on the beds, make sure that you release them so they can get back to where they came from. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
Weather. It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. The wind will be north at around 10 to 20. Tonight could be a little more frost. Clear will drop into the low 30s. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 34.
98 Q Country.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you
Bobby's got a buck, put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup.
pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. And what's this in my mind, only one way I'm driving. You know,
I know that I'ma take the high road. Baby, get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the
Nicole Wenzel and Jesse Murph. That's called High Road. New artist, new song, a sunny Thursday morning. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by the temperature. You're going to need your sweatshirt here. By late morning, midday, we might be able to take that down to just a long sleeve shirt with temperatures climbing to 55 to 60, somewhere in that range. And it looks like we're going to see overnight lows tonight probably drop down close to freezing once again. We're talking about lows in town about 35, which means you low outlying people definitely be at freezing or below. We're optimistic that we'll see the 70 mark on Memorial Day Monday, but probably not before that. Now, Saturday, Sunday, still not too bad. 65. It's spring, all right? It's not summer yet. It's spring, so little, if any, precipitation. I think we're done with any significant precipitation for several days here. That can always change. I think, what was it, last Friday we talked about the fact that there was going to be a stretch of dry weather, and all of a sudden, what happened this week? We had kind of a couple of wet days, but right now the forecast through Monday, Tuesday indicates quite a bit of sunshine, and chances of rain very minimal throughout that period. Hope your Memorial weekend is good for you. Hopefully a little time off. Maybe have Monday off, have the kids around. With no school, of course, on Memorial Day Monday. Congratulations to our area seniors. Graduation looming this weekend for pretty much all of our area schools. So seniors wrapping it up today, tomorrow. I think most people remember that, don't you? If you graduated from traditional high school, you know, some people did do the, you know, virtual online, or it may have been different for you. But I remember it hitting you that last week or two of school. You're just like, ooh, you just realize that life is about to change, whatever that may be. Some of you may jump right into the workforce. You may have a trade already you're ready to dive into. Others, you know, maybe a little summer job and venturing off to college. But it's, no matter what, the end of school is a transition into a completely different life. And like one of my favorite comedians, Nate Bargatze, once said, was it Nate? I think it was Nate Bargatze. They were talking about the fact that, no, it was Tom Papa talking about the fact that, being an adult, being a parent looks so good. You can spend and do whatever you want. And then 6 weeks into adulthood, this blows. I got to pay all my own bills. That's why we usually have that slight transition, whether it be college or maybe staying at home with a job out of high school, whatever it may be. There's always a good, I think it's always a good idea to have, if you can, have that transition and not just say, okay, high school's over. Kick them out. You're on your own. That's kind of what the parents want to do, but going to help with that transition just a little bit. An exciting time, not only for the seniors, but now junior. I remember very clearly the last week of my junior year when the seniors were gone. I remember walking around like, I guess we're the kings and queens now. Huh? Look at us. We ruled the roost. Until the principal walked down the hallway, and then we knew who ruled the roost. But it's a fun transition time. And for those kids also transitioning into junior high, you know, some like a Schwamigan who are going into sixth grade are moving to a completely different school, and others. So it's always an exciting time, the end of the school year. Most kids are looking forward to having a little freedom over the summer, whatever it may be. My big thing was just sleeping in. That was always my big thing in the summertime. Oh, I'll just set an alarm and go to school. I get to sleep in. It was wonderful. Until you woke up that like second, usually the first day of summer vacation, my dad would lay off. He would be like, I'm just going to let you do what you want to do. That second or third day of summer vacation, I'd get up in the morning. My dad was already gone to his job, and there was the note on the table. I didn't want to read it. What to do today? Joel, mow the lawn, feed the chicken. Just saying, I thought it was summertime. We have birthdays and anniversaries next. If you got somebody, let us know. 715 762 3221. You can always text us your birthdays, anniversaries through the Civic Media app. Also, from your Android or iPhone, we'll get to our local celebrities and our Hollyweird celebrity birthdays, anniversaries after we get our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The two people shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum last night were about to become engaged, according to the Israeli ambassador. Both Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram worked for the Israeli embassy. The alleged gunman from Chicago had shouted support for Palestine as he was put under arrest. After an early morning debate, the House passed President Trump's budget bill by a one-vote margin this morning. ABC's Rachel Scott has details.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts, lifts federal income tax on tips and overtime, sets aside nearly $50 billion to resume construction of the border wall. It also slashes federal spending by more than $1.5 trillion, but the cuts to Medicaid could leave more than 8 million Americans without health insurance over the next decade.
The rush to summer is on. Records expected to be broken at the nation's airports, and AAA says it expects 39 million travelers to hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Yesterday, the first farmer's market of this year kicked off in Park Falls. We spoke with Ryan Nelson, a longtime vendor at the market, about how this first day went.
Well, it's been a decent day, a little bit chilly weather. You know, that's been kind of partially the issue today. You know, it's kind of slowed down business, I'm sure, but... customers have been still coming out and looking for another good season. I mean, it's always making the weekly trip here is just kind of a... My wife is off every Wednesday from her normal job, so she's able to come with me to help. And we always make the trip every week. So we've been doing it for probably 15 years possibly now, I believe, somewhere in there, 14 to 15. So yeah, we've missed very few in that amount of time.
The Farmer's Market is every Wednesday over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. June 12th through the 15th, anyone with a Phillips address, both in the city limits and out in the country, can take place in the 5th annual community-wide garage sale event. For anyone wanting to have a sale, the listing is free. And to participate, you can reserve your free ad spot by submitting your first and last name, the full address of your garage sale location, the days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and or Sunday, and the times you set for your garage sale, along with a short list, 25 words or less, of some of the items that will be at your sale. Send an email to contact@mypricecounty.com with garage sale in the subject line, or call 715-339-6677. Lynn Bond, event organizer, will confirm the receipt of all emails. The deadline for submitting your sale is 5 p.m. on Monday, June 9th. But please note, you will need to place your own garage sale signs and do any additional advertising that you choose. Sales will be posted by the morning of June 12th at mypricecounty.com/sales. The nation is learning what we in Wisconsin already know. Culver's has the best burgers. Lisa Hale reports.
Just in time for summer, Yelp has released its list of the top 25 burger chains in the United States. Wisconsin's own Culver's hits the top five, settling in at number four. Yelp called out that Culver's is now in 26 states and is loved for its butterburgers and frozen custard. Yelp also listed Culver's as the number one burger chain in the Midwest.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Tush Push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Eagles' power play, the Tush Push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelce spoke as well, and a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the Tush Push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jaire Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja's a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through. And, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin is a hidden gem nestled in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Enjoy miles of paved bike trails, ATV trails, incredible fishing and kayaking, and a clean sandy swimming beach with a trampoline for the whole family. Camp Holiday offers clean shower facilities and a laundromat. Stock up on all the supplies you need at the camp store, plus pizza and some ice cream too. Come to Camp Holiday for a weekend. Come for a week. Or the whole season. Bring your tent, RV, or motorhome. Don't have one? Rent one of their brand new sleeping cabins, a camper, or even a park model. Camp Holiday Campground. Come to the big woods, make some memories, and go home thinking time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rates and reservations. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. It's time well spent.
All right, birthdays, anniversaries. Happy birthday to you, anniversary. If this 22nd day of May is a big one for you, if you are celebrating, you share it with Apollo Anton Ono. Remember him? The two-time Olympic gold medalist. He was a big deal back in the, what season, what year was it? What Olympics? 8-10 years ago or so. Also, when you go to the Olympics and you do well, where do you go? You dance with the stars, of course. He was the winner of season 4, Dancing with the Stars. 43 today for Apollo Anton Ono. Jennifer Goodwin, the actress from Something Borrowed, from A Single Man. He's Just Not That Into You. 47 for Jennifer, with a G, by the way. Sean Gunn, we just keep spelling names differently just to confuse radio people. The Guardian, the actor Sean Gunn, is 51 today. Allison Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's daughter, is an actress, and she's 53 today. Naomi Campbell, the model, singer, and author, is 55. Jeremy Gelbwox, he played Chris Partridge on the original Partridge Family, the young boy. He's 64 today. Dana Williams from Diamond Rio, one half, the bassist, is 64. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, born on this day, 1942, passed in 2023. Bernard Shaw, the one-time CNN anchor, brought credibility to the network in the early days of cable news. He passed away from pneumonia back in 2022. Bernard Shaw, born on this day, 1940. Richard Benjamin, the actor, was in Deconstructing Harry, The Sunshine Boys. 87 for Richard Benjamin today. Let's see. Michael Constantine, the actor from My Big Fat Greek Wedding and The Hustler, born on this day, 1927, passed in 2021. Sir Laurence Olivier, always fun to say that name. The great English actor and director, won only one of his 10 Best Actor Oscar nominations for Hamlet, though, in 1949. And after a career of such notable films as Rebecca, Marathon Man, The Boys from Brazil, and others, he passed away from a muscle disorder back in 1989. Sir Laurence Olivier, born on this day in 1907.
Are you ready for a Northwoods Music Festival like never before? 18 artists from 13 states, 2 days, jam-packed at Big Dipper Fest. May 24th and 25th on Shady Knoll Road, featuring Dig Deep, Tyler and the Train Robbers, the Big Dipper Band, Artist at Large Kevin Tressler, and so many more. Incredible food on site from Taco Dan, Lola's Lunchbox, and CJ's Coffee and Cream. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for tickets and details. Presented by the Big Dipper and Idle Hour Resort. Dipper Fest, May 24th and 25th. Be there!
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-715-715.
844-0765.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. The wind will be north at around 10 to 20. Tonight could be a little more frost. Clear will drop into the low 30s. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 34.
98Q Country.
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, 'cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top. Now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. Front row singing. It was a sandy-haired river boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody.
Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Hey girl. Oh now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy.
Chevy's tractor up on the toolbox. It don't matter, down on the tailgate. Girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child. They got it in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Guitar! Like the river flows, feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you, and get to knowing you, and get to showing you, and get to loving you. For the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Hot country girl. Country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Get the point. Luke Bryan, 98Q Country. Good day to be golfing, huh? Oh, the Park Falls Country Club has greened up really nice. Give them a call out there. Let them know you're coming. Get a tee time just in case. 762-4396. It's a hidden treasure here in Park Falls. If you have not, if you're listening to me and you're vacationing here or you're up for the cabin and you have not golfed at the Park Falls Country Club ever or a long time, I encourage you to do so. The number 9, the signature hole. You'll find joy and tears in hole number 9. It's a beautiful hole, beautiful course out there. Take the family out. Have a good time at the Park Falls Country Club. Tee times at 762-4396. All right, hope your Memorial Weekend turns out to be a good one for you. We're at Palindrome Day today. If you don't know what that is, it's basically the date, and you can flip it the other way. Yeah, you can... 5-22-25. You flip it the other way, it's 5-22-25. We're going to do it again tomorrow. And the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. It's like 10 days in a row of the Palindrome Day. And I was curious as to how often this happens. And it does. I mean, 2026, there will be, 9, 10, 11 days that will be also palindromes. But we went a while. Without any. We had one in 2001. We had a stretch, but then didn't have any till 2010. So those of you who are numbers people, you're just like, duh, Joel. But once we get done with the palindromes here, we're looking at, 2026, 2030, 40. So it's just kind of fun to take the date, 5, 22, 22, 25. You can do it in reverse. So even if you're upside down, backwards, sideways, you should still know what day it is. Today is a significant day. Actually, yesterday was, but I'll mention it to you today. Name, image, and likeness has begun in the state of Wisconsin today for high school athletes. So what does that mean? It's not a game changer, but we're to the point now, and I'm not saying, I don't think this is a bad thing, but it's just so different. High school athletes can now be paid. Now, they can't be paid by the high school. Don't get me wrong. The high school isn't paying them. But scenario-wise, let's say a local business wants to sponsor and pay a local athlete to come to their grand opening. And they can say, you know, whatever, John Doe or Jane Doe, you know, star basketball player, whatever. As long as they don't use the images from the school and they can't do it in the school, it's legal now for a Wisconsin high school athlete to be paid by an outside entity to use their name, image, and likeness, which is probably the right thing to do, but it's just so bizarre. Having been a coach and knowing all the rules, pages and pages of rules I had to read about compensation and about protecting kids, and they can't do this and they can't do that. They'll be ineligible if they do this or if they accept even a cheeseburger. You know, even if a Booster Club member gives a player a free cheeseburger, they could be ineligible. Now, you could pay a player $50,000 to promote your business. A high school kid, if you wanted to. I mean, it's there. So name, image, likeness, and this is very common all around the country. Wisconsin is actually one of the few in the Midwest anyway, and I'm not sure about the whole country. But percentage-wise, the number of states, it's increased. So that was passed by the WIAA. So high school athletes are now allowed to be paid, not by the school, and they can't even mention the school. They can't, for instance, they can't go to like a car dealer and say, hey, I'm John Doe from the Schwamigan High School. No, it's just that you are that, your name, your picture, your image, your likeness, just that. It's weird. It's really weird. And it's good. I don't know if it'll make the coaching harder for small towns, but in big towns, it's going to make it real interesting. Trying to make sure all that is okay. It's 8:52. It's 8 minutes before nine. We'll get you a news update coming up at the top of the hour.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Prevail Bank, who believes your financial goals deserve attention. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips. They will go the extra mile for you. Member FDIC and is an equal housing lender.
Honeyline BP gas station with live bait and tackle, located on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua, is the ultimate stop for anglers this fishing season. They've got live bait, tackle, St. Clair rods, hats, and a huge lure selection to help you reel in that big one. Stock up on beer, wine, grocery, snacks, propane, firewood, diesel, and even deer corn. They have carry kids' toys and life jackets too. Fishing licenses and vehicle registrations available on site. Open every day from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Looking to build or remodel? Ronard's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Spruce up inside with Hallman Lindsay paint and protect your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is ready to help turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Ronard's Lumber today, a family-owned business proudly serving the community since 1971. Get started now with a team that knows building from the ground up.
Hey, it's Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. From homemade burgers to pork bellies to pizza to all-you-can-eat buffets, it's dining done right. Wednesdays, buy one pizza and get the second half off. Thursdays mean hearty German fare, pork schnitzel, sauerkraut, potatoes, and gravy plus soup and salad bar. Delivery's available Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Book your spring stay now at lenasnorthernpines.net. All roads lead to Lena's, your dinner destination in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, Pete with us from Wheelway. Big month of May going on down there, Pete, and we're getting people into those low-mileage vehicles. Great selection on the lot still for folks here in the rest of the month of May, right, Pete?
Absolutely. We have newer pre-owned three-quarter tons, half-ton trucks, cars, minivans, SUVs. They're all marked down to sell, and we got a great selection coming in every single day with new inventory.
People can do it all in one shot, Pete. The trade-in, the financing, the banks are battling for people's business, Pete, and that means the buyer of the vehicle advantage, right?
Absolutely. Lower interest rates means more purchasing power. You need a better vehicle at a lower interest rate for a monthly payment. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Budget-friendly vehicles are on the lot right now, but they move fast. Come on down today.
If you're looking for a truck, folks, it's in Northwoods. We do trucks here. Somebody else took the hit on these, Pete. You're going to save them thousands of dollars off that new sticker price, right?
Absolutely. People have been driving hours away. They're getting sick and tired of paying $80,000 or higher for a newer truck. You can get a new truck, pre-owned, low miles, home, or the home of the lifetime warranty with engine, transmission, and powertrain, as long as you own the truck, as well as you're going to save $10,000, $15,000, up to $30,000 off that sticker price.
All right. Wheelwayautos.com is a great place to start. Check out the vehicles. As always, Pete, we're hometown. We're small town here in northern Wisconsin. They can always pick up that phone and talk to you directly, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and check out all the inventory on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com, or stop on down today and get a new vehicle.
Very good. That's Wheelway, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13 in beautiful Fifield, Wisconsin.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
Sun shines, clouds rain, train whistles blow and guitars play. Preachers preach, farmers plow, wishes go.
comes natural. It's what I was born to do. Don't have to think it through, baby. It's so easy loving you. It just comes natural. Comes natural.